just chatting after the recording, and I have more questions. So we decided to come back in and add this on. So we were just kind of talking about, like, transcripts and, like, the agonizing over college, and my experience is so different than Grace's in that I went to a very large public school that, like, just to put this all into perspective for you, I got cut from the no-cut soccer team.
Oh, no. Oh, that breaks my heart. Oh, no.
They cut, like, two people because too many people came to the not tryout tryouts. Like, they're like, oh, it's freshman.
It's been a goalie or something. What? That's brutal.
It's so brutal. This also goes into it's not what you know, it's who you know kind of thing. But anyway, we're not going to sidetrack.
My
question is,
I'm ready.
As someone who was homeschooled from kindergarten to senior year of high school, what brought you to the decision to go to college to be a teacher?
Oh, that's a great question. There's a lot that goes into that. So I think first of all, I'll address, like, what made me want to go to college, period. And I went to college 17 hours away from my home. So that's also kind of a big deal. I was always very extroverted. I love being around people. And definitely by the time I was in 12th grade, I was, like, ready for something different. And my parents knew that, and it was nothing, like, against them. Like, I was just ready for something else. So when I was looking for a college, even though I had the in-state scholarship, I was definitely looking out of state. Our church, I'm a member of the Wisconsin Lutheran Synod, and they have a school in Minnesota. So I applied to a couple schools in Wisconsin, a couple schools in Minnesota, and the one, let me back up. So why did I go for education? Great question. I did not know even a little bit what I wanted to do. Because I had all that free time, I explored so many different things throughout high school, and all of them were potential career paths. Like, I wanted to do business, I wanted to do marketing, I wanted to do cosmetology, I wanted to do like broadcasting and journaling, I wanted to do education, and then what kind of education? Do I want to be a high school teacher? Do I want to be, you know, whatever. This whole long list. And so by, let's see, what month was that? February or March of my senior year, I just needed to make a decision. Like, okay, we gotta go somewhere. And so out of all the schools I was looking at, I really wanted to go somewhere that I knew, personally, that my faith would be supported and would be like held up through those, like, transition years from coming from I don't like to say that I was sheltered, but I know I definitely was. Like, to some extent, it's just natural, I feel. So I could make that transition, but then also feel, like, safe where I was, and, like, confident that everybody around me like was with me and supported me and in my faith. And that was just really important to me. So I decided to go to the school in Minnesota. Now, they have two options. You go to either be a pastor or be a teacher. And pastor wasn't an option, so I went for education. And I got my elementary degree with a minor in middle school math. And that was a tough decision. I think I grew up loving to learn and being a really independent learner. And that was something I was really passionate about. I wanted to instill that love of learning in other people, in kids. And, like, I would tutor my younger sister with this, that, and the other thing. And I had a couple tutoring jobs when I was in high school, and I really enjoyed it. And I still do enjoy it, like, especially one-on-one. So I start school in 2016. I graduate in 2020.
Yeah, we're all doing the math. We're like, ooh.
Yeah, ooh, rough. rough. So there were parts of teaching I taught for a year in Milwaukee, and there were parts of teaching that I really loved, and that there are parts of my decision that I'm really confident about, that I made, that I made the right decision. I met my husband there, so like, of course I can't have any regrets about that. And there are definitely parts of education that I feel really passionately about. It was just a hard first year. So maybe I'll go back into it someday. But when I was in high school and trying to decide between all those different things, now I think is my time to explore what some of those other things might look like. But yeah, I definitely think homeschooling instilled in me a love of learning that I wanted so badly to give to kids, to give to other people. And it just happened that there was a pandemic. They kind of squashed that love a little bit, but it's still there. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in the future. Great question.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with me and with all of our listeners. I think it just really goes to show that God's plan is bigger than us, and it's bigger than our plan, and we don't know what it is until it's revealed to us.
Exactly.
So, great things you are got coming.
It. You know it.
Thank you so much for joining your host, Dr. Camille, today. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and follow us on Facebook. If you found value in the content provided, please share this with a friend. You never know how far-reaching something you think, say, or do will affect the lives of millions tomorrow.